Blog Talk Radio.
World.
Check it out. Yo, I be like Iggy, yes, y'all. Doctor on call, I rock to my name and graffiti on the wall. Got flow like the rappers in Great George. Got weed,
I got blunt.
My name Jamal, I pause. Flick the ash from my L, I pause. Like running, chasing my Zell. DMC is me, host for the night. Papa Doc, only thing I don't choke on the mic. I choke a bitch out if my guap ain't correct. Then when my John Hancock, I'll get the check. I love trucks, but drop tops is the best. From the Beamer, Benz, nah, Rolex,
watch me.
She like red, so cool. Any nigga after me, it's a deja vu. Doc staying the paint like AI shoes. Just watch how I one to the made I move.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey-o, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. Yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my pinfolk. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o.
Who these corner store rappers swinging cracks in my hole? Mama's in the kitchen cooking cat, rat, and dog. Me, I want a little something, y'all can have it all. I'm trying to walk before I crawl and move this package in my drawer. That's why I push the pedal to the motherfucking floor. With 10% left of those who bust up the poor. And still I keep it funky like 4+, what more? Get this money like in God we trust. Trust your boy, that's a given. Living this life like it was written. Especially for me, I'm what the recipe is missing. Blow my pip in the air, keep the admission. Then get to lane switching, plucking ashes off the clipping. Mommy wanna ride and play the Bonnie to my Clyde. If anybody try to kill Bill, it'd probably be the bride. Like all jokes aside, serious for mine. And now I'm on this growling like a man in his prime.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey-o, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. Yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my pinfolk. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o.
I got my swagger on, and I feel great. Funk Doc be in the hood like infamil cases. I network on MySpace real late, hoping my Apple make me another Bill Gates. Around my crib, look how I live. I'm a slob, but crip niggas say I get biz. Anywhere I did the show, women saying that I'm
so amazing.
Yeah, another mic, another night in the days in. Another heist, another kite in the state pen. My state's been the shit, y'all do just break wind.
York, nigga,
either you made mice or made men. I do the dirt to keep my hand on the work high. Got the other hand, I'm on a Lisa skirt. My A1 since day one's got. How many shots will it take to make sun drop?
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey-o, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. Yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my pinfolk. Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o.
Yes, yes, y'all, Method Man, Red Man, can a player play in the building? What's good, family? Another Sunday, another beautiful day. We're all blessed to be here. And I just want to say that this week is the last week of Black History Month. And for those of y'all who ain't figured it out yet, I am a black man. But anyway, this is the final week of Black History Month, and we want to go out, not with a bam, but we just want to go out on a knowledge trip. So this week, I call the show The Odyssey. And I just want to read a quick quote from one of my favorite books, The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. For my brothers and sisters out there listening to me, I want y'all to pay attention, man. No people can go forward when the majority of those who should know better have chosen to go backward. But this is exactly what most of our misleaders do. Not being learned, in the history and background of the race, they figure out there's no hope for the masses. And they decide then and there that the best thing they can do is exploit these people for all they can get and use these accumulations selfishly. Such persons have no vision and therefore perish at their own hands. It is an injustice to the Negro, however, to miseducate and suffer his manners to be corrupted from infancy unto old age and then blame him for making the mistakes which such guidance necessitates. People who have been restricted, held down, naturally condescend to lower levels of delinquency. When education has been entirely neglected or improperly managed, we see the worst passions ruling with uncontrolled and incessant sway. Good sense degenerates into craft, anger wrangles into malignity, restraint which is thought most solidarity comes too late, and the most judicial admonitions are urged in vain. My people. This book was written years ago, and it's still relevant to this very day, because a lot of our so-called leaders have not lived up to their billing. That's why the inner cities are killing fields. That's why ignorance is running rampant amongst us, where I no longer value you and you no longer value me. Once again, the name of the book is The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. If it went over your head, basically what I just said, it is basically saying that those in a position of power to help us have left us paddling upstream by ourselves, while they get to drive Rolls Royces and Phantoms and Bentleys and live in mansions, and they only show up for photo opportunities while we still down here struggling from day to day. Anyway, I'm going to bring my two esteemed colleagues in, Lady Joy and K. Diddy.
I'm
What's
here.
Good, y'all?
I am here.
She's there.
As always.
Hello. Hey, Diddy, where you at, brother?
I'm right here, bro. Right here listening to you. Being quiet. Trying to suck up some of this knowledge and wisdom.
That was very profound, Tony. Very profound.
Thank you.
And not even ghetto.
You know, that was my next line, right? I am ghetto, but I am prolific.
Okay.
Yes, you are. I'm going to agree.
Now what?
Every week we come on here and we try to give y'all the better side of us. Because all of us are aware of the negativity and the ignorance. And each one of us in our own right are trying to leave our mark on this world. Lady Joy has been in entertainment for, I'm not going to say how long, because it might show her age. I'll let her tell you.
Long
Let's
time.
Just say Kate did it been around since 45. Her means of transporting music.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Stop the press. Hold the heck up. Oh, how you going to put that out on me, but then you going to be walking on eggshells when it comes to Joy? I am protesting.
Don't hate.
You know, if you're going to put that out there, you need to go back, you know, get off the knees and go back and start about talking about parting the Red Sea and all that other stuff. You know.
Don't hate now.
Don't
look good on you.
I ain't hating. No one don't look good on me. I just want him to remain politically correct. You know, I'm just wondering why he's trying to be nice to you and everything. You know what I'm saying? You just fix dinner or something that I don't know about. Something. he getting a private consultation with Heidi. I mean what?
Don't hate.
All right, okay. You know what? I done set it off up to me. I apologize, sir. You know, they say a gentleman never asked a lady her age. I never said your age. I just say you've been around since 45. That's all I said, brother.
45 what? 45 minutes?
That.
45 seconds? 45 what?
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
45 what?
Let me get back on here. I want to get on air and apologize to you, Diddy. Can we move on from this, my brother? I was in no way trying to be disrespectful to you, sir.
I just want you to keep it fair,
you know,
though.
Yes, and you're right. You're right. I absolutely should keep it fair. For those of you joining us, welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? K. Diddy, Lady Joy, Pretty Tone this week. The final week of Black History Month. And I named the show The Odyssey because we've all come a long way. Each and every one of us are a part of Black history, whether you're from Africa, whether you're from Jamaica, the Barbados, wherever you're from, we're all part of Black History Month because it's a celebration of who we are, the struggle that was behind us, and the struggle that lays ahead for all of us, because it's just a fact that it's a little bit harder for us to press ahead with our dreams due to the nature of certain things that are stacked against us. But right now, it's not a racial thing. It's more of a financial thing. It's the haves and the have-nots. And we are still struggling to get our piece of the pie. And a lot of my brothers, for those of y'all who missed it, I just read a quote from Mr. Carter G. Woodson from his book, The Miseducation of the Negro, where he's saying that if you, from infancy we're not taught anything, even into old age we know very little, and the misleaders who have been so-called leading us for years have not done enough in the inner cities, not only here in the United States, but also in the slums of Africa, in the slums of most black nations. We have not done enough to educate the youth and give them a chance at life. Now, some of y'all might be listening like, well, Pretty Tony, man, I thought you was on some player stuff. Yes, please do not let the name of the show fool you. We are on some player stuff. We are encouraging you and trying to teach how to play the game of life. It is all
Tony,
intertwined the way you, yes.
Tony, as far as black history is concerned, we shouldn't just celebrate black history in February. We should celebrate black history every day. Every
day. Put that out there again, ladies. Put that out there. For the
not
listening
to celebrate
audience.
Black history in February, we should celebrate black history every day, because, you know, we're struggling and we're striving to survive here. And our people that were before us have paved the way for us to do that. We have a black president now. And no telling what else we might be able to do. So, yes, celebrate black history every day, not just February.
Absolutely.
Can I get an amen?
And also, amen, sister. Amen. Now, since K. Diddy thought I just disrespected him, once, let me see, I'm always trying to big him up. I keep telling people that last week I said it and this week I'll say it again. Those of y'all who might just think he's a Vienna sausage, Kool-Aid kind of guy, K. Diddy is, for those of y'all who don't know, that's just his stage name, Mr. Lamont Patterson, CEO of World Movement Records. And in a time gone by, that would have been unheard of. So, Mr. Patterson.
Yes, sir.
As a man, as an inspiration to brothers like myself, is there anything you would say to a younger generation trying to come up who right now all they're seeing is negativity and darkness, and they're going through some trials and tribulations? Can they, too, one day become the CEO of their own record label, sir?
Absolutely. I just think that everybody, every man, and I won't just say every man, but every man and woman, first of all, need to stay prayerful, for one, keep it righteous, find out what it is that they want to do, what they want to be in life, and keep that ambition in check. Because I think somewhere along the line, we've got disenchanted with our dreams and we've lost our ambition, motivation, and desire. But in order to have anything, be anything, want anything, regardless of what it is, you first have to stay motivated. You have to have ambition. That's something that can't nobody give you. That's something that you have to have yourself. Because if you don't want anything in life, you don't want to be successful in life, you don't want to be the best man you could be in life, ain't nothing going to happen for you. It's very simple. It starts within. You know, we're so quick to want to, like, point fingers and blame other people for our downfall as well as our successes. But you don't get anything for nothing. There's a cost, there's a price. You know, people just need to educate themselves. And all you players out there, male and female, step your game up. And that comes from K. Diddy from the heart. You feel it, Delmi?
We feel you, boo.
All right. Now, Lady Joy, as a woman trying to make it in the world of radio, you've gone through your own shares of ups and downs based on the fact that you were a woman, and so you understand struggle. So for any young lady out there in the entertainment game who trying to make it and, you know, a producer of a show talking about, well, come see me after the show and I see what I can do for you, I want you to put, you know, put some words of wisdom out there to a young lady who may listen to the archives of this show or probably listening to us right now, who doubting herself and doubting her vision that she can one day be an on-air personality such as yourself. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, never put yourself down. Always put yourself on the top level. Being in the entertainment business, whether it's radio, television, movies, or even behind the scenes, make yourself be known. Put yourself out there. Never sell yourself short. Never. Okay? Don't let somebody take your self-esteem away. Never sleep your way to the top. That will never get you anywhere. And just be aware of your haters, because there are some serious haters out there. They will smile in your face and totally stab you in the back. So you got to be aware of that. And also, too, when you are on top, also be aware of who surrounds you, okay? Because you get the hangers-on, you know, and people live their life vicariously through you, wanting to be you because of your success. And you will be successful as long as you keep God in your heart and love for yourself. And you're going to have people talking about you and you did this and you did that and you're not even aware of it. But, you know, just keep it moving, because, you know, with success comes distress from time to time. And you can't let yourself be distressed, because you got to keep yourself strong. Keep a good head on your shoulders. And there's someone that's done that before you. Listen to them. You know, they got advice for you. Take heed to that advice, because they've been there and done that. You know, and then you'll make your own way. You'll have your own experiences to hand down to someone else. But always keep the self-esteem very high. You know, people will put you down for the littlest thing, but you can't let that bother you. You got to brush yourself off, pop your collar, and keep it moving. And tell them to fuck off.
That's a real player. Pop the collar.
And then what else you do, you tell them pucker up, because you got a couple places for them to kiss, okay?
Hey, on that note, we're going to turn around and let Teddy P take us on a quick musical journey.
Why are you laughing?
You are now listening to Can a Player Play live with your co-host Pretty Tony, the lovely Joy LaShawn, and of course the infamous K. Diddy. Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Can a Player Play?
Somewhere out, baby. Somewhere where it's nice and quiet.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play? Lady Joy, K Diddy, your boy Pretty Tone. Every Sunday 2:30 we come through and we talk about life in general. We talk about the game of life. I got an email earlier this week where somebody was asking me, you know, Pretty Tone, you wrote the book Player Step Your Game Up and Playerology. But sometimes when we listen to the show, you get really prolific, and I'm like, you know, the human nature, well, we have a duality to our nature. That is why I come on here every week. I say I'm ghetto, but I'm prolific. Check into the things that I'm saying, and I mean, don't let the name Pretty Tony give you a misconception of who I am. I'm a highly, highly intelligent brother. Trust and believe when I tell you that. So listen to what I have to say. Listen to what Lady Joy has to say. Listen to what K. Diddy has to say. See beyond the Vienna sausages. He's a positive brother out here trying to do positive things. CEO of his own record label. We all on here, you know what I mean? We come to and we talk about life. This week we're discussing the Odyssey. Oh, man, the switchboard is lit up. As usual, you can hit the number one if you want to jump in and join us. If you have something to say. We talk about life on here. Anywhere the conversation go, we roll with it. For all my folks online joining us, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. Earlier, K. Diddy and Lady Joy were talking about being prayerful. And that led me into the next quote that I was going to read from my man, Carter G. Woodson, out of The Miseducation of the Negro. In it, he says, if the pastor of the church is basically driving to church each Sunday morning in a brand new Cadillac, but the members of his congregation are suffering, something is wrong with that message. According to Mr. Woodson, the black church is probably one of the reasons we've also been led astray, because we have not been taught certain things that we needed to know in the black church. I want to hear what anybody out there has to say on that, because I happen to be one of those who believe that a church is there for the service of the people. When you leave church, you're not supposed to leave feeling guilty. We all sitting in the church and we getting the message. We got to hear about pastor's anniversary, pastor and his lady's anniversary, give a donation to this. The building fund been going on for 20 years and we still ain't got a church yet. So that begs the question.
Oh, pastor need a new suit.
Okay. Let's see, ladies.
And he need a new suit and he need a new laptop. And half the people, there are some people in his church that don't even have a laptop.
Nor a suit.
Yeah, I've said it. Been there, done that. So I ain't scared to see it. I've seen it. I've lived it. So, and anybody
well,
just
anybody
it, oh, well,
to...
because I've seen it.
It's okay, you know what I mean? If we pissed anybody off, call us. Let us know. If you agree, disagree, hit the number one, jump in, send us a message in the chat room. We're going to keep the show rolling because another thing that Mr. Woodson writes in his book is that the black man is quicker to take an order from a person of another race than from one another. And that is also true at times. If a brother trying to tell you something, you act as though what he's saying don't concern you. But if somebody else from another race steps to you, you may listen, and even though you're hostile to listening, but you still listen. Why is it we can't listen to each other? If I'm trying to tell you something, now if what you're trying to tell me is ignorant, then I have all reason not to listen to you. But
well,
if I got a tidbit of knowledge that I'm trying to share with you, go right ahead, Lady Joy.
I can answer that, Tony. For one thing, we as black people, we're too busy dealing with that crab in the bucket mentality, you know. One of us make it up and the other one's trying to pull us back down. And we've been, you know, you can take it back to slavery, you know, where we've been pitted against each other, you know. And that was many hundreds of years ago. You know, that's hundreds of years ago. We need to come out of that and support each other and quit putting each other down and quit with the crab in the bucket mentality. That's bull. You know, get your own. If somebody could fight and scratch and work hard and do things, you know, to get there, why take from them? Do what they do. Follow their lead. You know, get your own. You know,
hold on, I think we done triggered somebody. Hold on, we done triggered somebody here, ladies.
I hope so. Bring it.
Oh, this is our good friend. This is our good friend. 813, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you guys today?
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and I'm enjoying your show. Like I said, every week you guys get tougher and tougher, and you keep bringing it like you should be. What you're talking about today is phenomenal because going back to what you just got through saying, Joy, the problem that we as black people have in this country is that we were systematically miseducated. Specifically, we were supposed to be in darkness for 300 years, according to the Willie Lynch papers, and that is what we're suffering from. But I'm happy to say that we've got approximately 3 more years and we're supposed to be able to come out of it. It was supposed to last from 1713 to 2013. And everything you guys are saying, you're effectively taking the people out of it. And I think it's beautiful. No way did you guys know that you guys would be playing a part in something so dynamic. But it's beautiful to see that our people are educating themselves and they're coming out and helping to educate one another and open our eyes so that we can once again rise and get back repositioned where we were supposed to be all along. I love you guys for taking your Sundays out every day and doing this for all of us. And that's all I have for today.
That's beautiful, man. No, thank you so much. You know what I mean? We're trying to give. And something, you know what I mean, there's a method to the madness of giving. It has to start somewhere. And though we're just voices in the wind right now, at least the voice will travel because, like I said, when I look at the numbers that listen to us in the archives that may not join us every Sunday, it is in the thousands now, and it amazes me every time that I look and I see it. So I'm trying to put something out there that's this energy that I want to grow because I'm a young cat. On here I have people with
more
experience.
No, you've been around a long time. No, you've been around for a long time. Say that too.
Okay, I've been around for a long time.
All I can say was this is your journey.
I think somebody's ego is bruised. KD, let it go. Golly, we're trying to be prolific here. And you all just in the moment with your little crazy ego.
Listen. You're prolific and ghetto. I'm prolific and prolific. So I have to keep you politically.
But you're not saying nothing prolific right now.
That was prolific. Keeping you correct is prolific.
Anyway, thank you.
And here I am trying to give a good picture of you, calling you the CEO, and you can inspire the dream, and you're just over there all bruised at your ego by stuff.
Never that. I don't even possess the ego. If I did, I'd probably be trying to rent it or sell it right about now.
Well, you just showed your shorthand right there with that one, brother. Tell it, you're gonna run a long time.
Well,
okay, we've all been around for a long time.
I'm gonna give you a moment. Yeah, I'm going to give you a moment to redeem yourself right now. Brother, I need you to come to, since you are prolific and prolific, and last week you changed your name to Dr. K. Diddy Esquire, I need you in this moment to say something deeply prolific, sir.
Any particular subject?
Well, we're talking
the
about
the subject matter that we're discussing, sir. What do you mean, any subject matter? The subject we are discussing, sir.
Yeah, be prolific about that, bruh.
Oh, hey, what more could I say than what I've already said? I mean, everybody needs to be trying to check themselves to point fingers. So, I mean, I can't say anything more prolific than that. You know, that's it and that's all. And that would fix a lot of these issues.
That sounds
good,
but prolific to me.
Everybody, that would fix everybody's issue. It has to start from the core. It has to start within. It can't start without, so I don't even know how I can even surpass that, even in my own greatness. That's it.
That's right. Because people don't know who the hell you think you are.
Absolutely. And if they don't know, they better ask somebody.
Or Google you. Or Google
you. That's it. See, that's my man, PT, right there. Google me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. All right, that was the K. Diddy moment. Now we're going to leave K. Diddy a moment. If you want to know who the hell K. Diddy thinks he is, Google him.
Absolutely.
And he will Now.
He'll go prolific on your ass, okay?
Now, once again, Carter G. Woodson, the miseducation of the Negro. I encourage my brothers out there who at times, there was a time in my life where I was lost. It happens because a lot of us grew up without a certain amount of guidance due to whatever circumstance. We were products of our environment. But the knowledge that we seek is out there sitting and waiting on us. But circa trova, for those of y'all who don't know what it means, go look it up. It means seek and ye shall find. It is Latin. Yeah, your boy deep. Y'all didn't know that. Seek and ye shall find, just like the Bible told you. You feel lost, you feel angry, you feel misplaced, you feel used and abused. You have got to go forth and seek something that will give you a compass to where you belong in this life. This is for my brothers and some of my sisters growing up in inner cities all over the world. I don't know who will hear this, but I'm putting this out there for you. That is why we, as a collective unit, show up here each week. Yes, we do self-promote, but that's just a part of life. But we also trying to impart knowledge and put something out there for my people so you can understand where you are in the very moment of your life, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in you trying to figure out where you belong. You understand what I'm saying? I know a lot of my brothers out there are angry. A lot of us are institutionalized. A lot of us all we've seen is negativity and dysfunctional shit. So we think that's the way it's supposed to go. And sometimes when a brother comes to you and he tries to give you a tidbit of knowledge, you resist it because you don't understand what's being brought to you. But knowledge is truth. Truth is knowledge, and the truth shall set you free. So that you can see yourself beyond your circumstance. I'm an author. 10 years ago, I couldn't see myself having a book available internationally. Google me, homie. I see my book in places I can't even read the damn websites. And that amazes me every day. But that's because the universe has smiled upon me, and I want to share some of my light with you. That never stopped dreaming, never stopped believing, despite your circumstance. You know what I mean? A lot of us, we around homeboys and homegirls and brothers and sisters right now, and we can't even let our light shine because when we want to say something, yeah, man, why are you talking like that? Or that's that white people talk. Or, man, what, you better than us now? Don't fall for that okey-doke. Don't fall for that bullshit. You understand? You can get out of that circumstance. It's going to take some time. And I know it's hard because this is all we know. Sometimes the streets is all we got. Sometimes the streets is our only family. Sometimes our family is a damn cancer that's killing us. but we don't want to admit it. Right now, some mother or father somewhere is telling some child that you ain't never going to be shit. I ain't shit for you, ain't shit. Don't fall for that shit. That's their demons, and that's their baggage to carry. Right now, there's some relationship where some brother telling a woman, yo, you ain't going to be nothing without me. Or there's some woman telling a brother, nigga, you ain't shit. Don't let that lock itself in your mind, because then you're going to self-destruct. And that's only going to make you more angry. You can become something. Even though our daddy wasn't shit, that I'm not my daddy. Y'all feel me?
And a lot of times, a lot of these men that are successful out there, they're the men that they are today because of the men that their daddies wasn't.
That's true.
Straight up.
That's true. Do we have anybody online, Tony, or any people in the chat room that want to put in their two cents?
Well, I can tell you the switchboard is lit up, but they all just listening to us, which is cool with me. Let me see what's going on in our chat room. Sun752, I see you, brother. Welcome to the show. I know exactly who you are. You be trying to do your thing. Welcome to the show. I see you. I ain't hit my Twitter folks up yet because I'm just running with what we got right now. To the 714s, the 909s, the 702s, all the numbers I see around here with us, welcome to the show. We love you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to us. I hope you learned something, because this is therapy for me. And speaking of therapy, once again, you know what I mean, World Movement Artists, you know what I mean, K. Diddy's label, www.worldmovement.com, you know what I mean, my man tweet, holla.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me pretty, ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame. But ground is still the same. Bars of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine as wine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the look you brought my way.
complete music courtesy of World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play? I see we've been joined by more people in the chat room and on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. If you have anything to say, hit the number one and join us. Today, you know, we get deep on the Can a Player Play. We're in the final week of Black History Month, but every day should be Black History. I am a brother, and I can be nothing else. And today, we're being ghetto but prolific up on here because that's what we do. Now, we're discussing the odyssey, the journey of all our lives, from where we've gone, where we've come from, where we're going. And in the words of my man Malcolm X, you don't stick a knife in a man's back 9 inches and then pull it out 6 inches and say that you're making progress. What is the progress that we've made when we're building more prisons than we're building schools? And we've convinced ourselves that locking brothers and sisters away, whether they're white brothers, black brothers, Latino brothers, Asian brothers, is a better solution than educating the masses. You have to open your eyes to what is going on around us. Though racism may have gone out the door, it's sneaking in on the back door in another way. It's the haves and the have-nots. It's not all about color. It is about the color of green. Because nowhere, no logic that you can tell me says building more prisons is a better scenario than building more schools to educate our children. Because if we raise a race of ignorant beings, then we're going to have ignorant children growing into ignorant adults doing ignorant things. All we're doing is fueling anger. All we're doing is fueling people feeling misplaced as though they don't belong. And that is what we're talking about today in Can a Player Play? Your boy Pretty Tony here. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all need to join the movement. This year, I'm making Playerology into a movement. Just keep watching and keep watching us grow, because not only I'm giving you this game about how you deal with women and all that, I'm going to give you this game about dealing with life. Too many of my brothers hide behind machismo, and your ignorance fuels your machismo, but yet, truthfully, at the end of the day, you really don't know nothing, but you're afraid to say it. Close mouth. Don't get fed, you feel me? And that's what we're talking about. We ghetto, but we prolific up on here, man. Closed mouths do not get fed. And a lot of us need our minds fed right now, because what's been fed into our minds is bullshit. A lot of us grew up institutionalized, not only by the penal system, but by the hood itself, because the hood isolates you. And instead of light being shone into the darkness, there is more darkness being piled onto the darkness. So we don't know if we're coming or we're going. I always tell y'all, hustling is not a career. Hustling is a come up. You figure tell me?
You know what, Tony? It's a trip, too, because the media has actually glamorized the wrong things. If they really put out there that the prison industry, Department of Corrections, is one of the third largest businesses in this country, you know what I'm saying? They no longer manufacture license plates. They're producing poultry. They're producing beef. They're producing milk. They're making furniture for the armed services, you know, and everybody get caught up in that. You know, they the new slave labor. They just ain't even knowing it. But if the average young brother knew that he was putting himself in a situation to be into the same slave working for 15 cents a day, you know what I'm saying? If they really knew that, they wouldn't put themselves in the bind. So they need to try to wake up and pay attention to what's really happening. You know what I'm saying? They give you all this little coke and weed and all the little pretty cars and pretty houses. They lock your butt up for the next 30, 40 years. They done got you all them years 15 cents a day, and all they do is pass it on to the next man. Do the same thing. They let you turn that shit into money, and then they lock you up and they do it to your family. And this one guy, I heard him say, how many brothers own 747? They really need to think about that.
That's some real ish right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's some real ish we putting out there today, man. A lot of us don't never open our eyes to that, you know what I mean? How all that stuff getting into our neighborhoods, and you know what I mean? ain't knocking nobody, because a lot of times when you're trying to make it, you do what you got to do.
But is that really making it, though? That's my point.
Don't do what you got.
See, my point, that's my point. Are they really making it, though? You know, just because you turn a substance that grow out in the field into green, you know, and it lets you enjoy the fruit you out there harvesting it just like you did when you was a slave out in the fields. You turn this plant into green, yeah, they let you enjoy the house, and they let you eat good for a minute, and then they lock your butt up and put you in another field for another 10, 15 years, and they pass that on. So is that really a come up, or is that a loan, or is a what? What is that really?
Just got to keep our eyes open, stay vigilant, and we just got to keep putting this positive energy out there. Like I said, the numbers in my archives, we're in the thousands now, and I'm putting this out there for my brother, your boy Pretty Tone, letting you know that though all you see is darkness every day, you got to seek the light, and the light is knowledge, the knowledge that will open your eyes up so that you can understand what's going on around you. You know what I mean? On Twitter right now, my man, Mr. Philadelphia, says he watching the news. And brothers, he didn't say brothers. He used the other word we use in the streets, but I'm going to keep that on the low. He said brothers in church stealing collection plates right now. What the hell? Yo, that's crazy. When you up in church stealing the collection plates, and I ain't even going to knock that hustle because the pastor don't need. The pastor got a Cadillac and you catching the bus and you in the church, something wrong. That's all I'm saying. If the pastor wearing $300 suits and you can't buy a $10 T-shirt, we need to start looking into some things. You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
I've
Tony,
been in
the
church
is
before.
Business too. You know?
Hey, it's the biggest hustle out there right now. Also,
yep.
When you don't pay no taxes, that's all I'm gonna
yep.
say. That's all I'm
I
gonna say on
you.
That. You know what I mean?
I can tell you.
You know,
some
you
stories.
Gotta open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
As
that's
far
right.
as I'm
I
concerned,
tell you.
That's another. Go ahead, Joy. Let it out. Go on. You got some things you need to say. Let it out.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I could tell you some stories about some of these churches, these mega churches. You know, it's a big business. It's a big business. It's like any of these other businesses out here. They in there to make money. You know, yeah, you know, they'll give you the word, you know, You can look in the Bible and see the same thing. You know, some of them have different ideas of what the word is, you know. But for the most part, it's like lock the doors. We're getting ready to just put out the collection plate. Why they got to lock the doors? But they scared you might snatch one of the plates and run. They got too much security up in there. But they lock the doors until all the money is collected. Okay, and then you got preachers out there that says, and when the collection is over, you got preachers out there, this is not enough. We can do better. We need $2,500 for the furnace, and all I got is $1,200. Where's the rest?
Well,
okay,
hey, let me say this part right here, you know, and this was said by another wise man, and it wasn't even K. Diddy that said this one. He said that the devil's greatest victory was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know what that means? Everybody that's up in there is not speaking the word. They're not speaking the gospel. They're speaking their own message, and they're doing their own bidding. But, you know, I don't even really fault them as much as I fault the people that not knowing better to go up there to continue to do it. You know, but they say go for the listen to the word and not the messenger. But sometimes the messenger packages the word, and so it does throw a different thing out there. But we individuals, I think we know inherently first what's right, what's wrong. We don't need nobody else to tell us. We know first. You know when somebody's speaking with a tart fart tongue. You know what I'm saying? That's that little bit of God that's instilled in each and every one of us from the moment of conception. We inherently know what's right and wrong. We just do. You know, how many times have you known something wrong before you did it, but you justified for some reason, well, I'm going to do this because of this. We always justify shit. You know, and that's my thing. Stop justifying shit. If you screwed up, admit it, fix it, don't do it again. Because ain't none of us perfect. We're going to screw up shit. God didn't make no perfect people, but we got to know that and quit blaming all them other people. And people up there trying to collect their money, that's how they stepping their game up. But if we step ours up and know better and don't do it, they can't do it. That's
You're
another
so right
K-Diddy.
About
that. That's another K-Diddy moment.
Profoundness.
Absolutely, mama.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. But you know what, K-Diddy, a lot of people are so downtrodden. And, you know, the way the economy is and things that people have gone through, losing their homes and jobs and cars and all of that, they need something, you know, to believe in. So they go to church thinking, I'm going to hear the word of God today. And a lot of times that word is disguised by the messenger. Because to me, and I'm not saying all are, but to me a lot of these preachers and doctors and whatever they want to call themselves, they're in it for the money. I mean, like, okay, sure, you need a bigger church, but do you need all that other stuff, you know? And then it gets, the churches get bigger. They put in cameras so people from all over can listen to what they're delivering, okay? And you got these big mega churches, and they're seeing all over the world. And then what? Then you come up and you hear about scandals that the preacher's gay and he got caught with another man and, you know, just crazy stuff like that. They're human. They're human before they're anything else.
Yeah, he forgot that whole part in the Bible about Sodom and Gomorrah and all of that.
And the preacher's going out here having affairs with the wives in the pulpit and all of that stuff. You know, what's that? You know, like I said, they were human before they became preachers. And I don't know. You know, I've experienced, you know, different things like that in the church. So, you know, my church is my home. I can open my Bible and talk to God myself. Matter of fact, I call him the original Big Papa to all of us, you know. And, you know, people are saying, well, you know, you need a church home, you know, go and fellowship and all that. Okay, that's fine and good for some people. But I've experienced different things with the churches. And for me, what I do on Sundays and what I do every day, every morning when I wake up, I pray. I'm thankful that I'm able to get up and function on my own. And another day is a new beginning where I can do something else. And each day gets better. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I do stuff that I shouldn't do like everybody else, you know, but that's being human. And I used
Yo,
to
Mom,
put,
we just got hit.
You know, I used to put.
Go ahead, finish, John.
You know, I used to put people that were really into the church, I used to put them on a pedestal because I always thought that they know more than me because they know the Bible better than me. Okay, you might do that, but didn't I see you over there smoking that joint last week? Didn't I see you up in the club partying with that short skirt on? Mm-hmm. And then go to church the next day? So it's like, okay, whatever. I know what I got to do. So, Annie, you're
on Twitter. We just got hit. My man DJ Greg Street says, how can God know who you are and who he is, but you don't know who you are? And that goes back to something that we always say on this radio show, man, about understanding yourself, loving yourself, so that whatever is inside of you can come out and you can bring it to the world. You feel me?
Yep.
And it's a hard ride when you're looking into yourself, because a lot of the things we see we don't like, because so much of us is what other people have put inside of us, and we've been carrying this baggage our whole life. And we got to make some changes. Okay, Diddy said it best when he said, you know what I mean, love the message, not the messenger. Because at the end of the day, we all human beings. We put our pants on one leg at a time. Brothers whip their thing out and stand over the toilet or sit down, and women squat on the toilet to use it. So we all got issues, man. Ain't nobody around here greater than the next person. And we fighting for our own individual lives right now so that we can write our story. I can't let nobody else write my story for me.
Let me throw this one out there too, man. This is another little K Diddy thing for free. Trust and believe, it's going to get a whole lot worse before it get better. And when they be talking about the weak is going to fall along the wayside, they not really playing. The people out there better start listening. Man up, woman up, get your shit straight. Because it's going to be a whole lot of hungry folks out there and a whole lot of people doing really, really bad. All the housewives has already turned into households. So y'all better start paying attention and get real with some shit. And that thing we always like to say, man, keep it real, keep it real. Man, people don't even know what that really means. But y'all better start keeping it real and check your shit and get it on the one and quit trying to point fingers and blame other folks. Play a step your game up, and that's for real.
Hold on. We got somebody here trying to join us. 347-733, you on with us. What's good?
Greetings. How are you, everybody? This is Sweetie Love.
Hey, girl.
Yes. Hey, how are you, Jay LaShawn? How are you?
Fine. How are
hey,
you?
Diddy. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful listening to everything y'all are saying. I was on the computer listening, and I just wanted to, you know, dig up this woman. You know, like you said, Joy, the Black History Month is a month, but it's a month within a year that should be flourishing at all times, you know. And just like every other season, whether it be Christmas, you know, Easter, Valentine's Day, or whatever it may be, you know, I believe that it's to let us know that these are things that should be happening all the time, not just I give on Christmas or I show love on Valentine's Day, you know, or I talk about history, you know, in February, which is the shortest month of the year, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, big up that they gave us this to let us know that we should be talking about this at all times, because we too should be a proud people, extremely so, since, you know, a lot of what rides on America, you know, is because of Black people, you know, from street sweeping, you know, to refrigerators, you know, to blood plasma, to so on and so on. And I want to big up, and then I'm going to get off the line so that somebody else can come on. Miss Pegas, she was my sixth grade teacher, and she used to give us work, Christopher Addis, Frederick Douglass, Paul Laurence Dunbar, W.B. Du Bois, Nikki Giovanni, underneath the table while we were all still doing our work, you know, because we went to integrated school, you know, and she made sure that we had our history because they were not teaching it to us. So I truly want to big up that woman, Miss Pegas, wherever she is in the world right now, for giving that
to me. That's right. Send that out there.
That's right. And to us, you know, Leon Doward, Rhonda Tate, you know, who received that same information, you know. So big up, big up. And big up to you all for what y'all are doing. I'm going to get off the line.
We'll take that. We'll take that, sweet D. Debbie. We'll take that.
Hey.
Sweet D. Love in the house.
Hey.
Yo, last week I said it, the week before that I said it. There are a lot of people who we celebrate as heroes, but there are a lot of unsung heroes out there, teachers who took the extra time to teach a child something. Even though we're talking about the church right now, the pastor who made sure that a couple families had an extra loaf of bread out there. You know what I mean? Our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our uncles, you know what I mean? I'm about to say something controversial, but I don't give a crap. There are even some crackheads that I used to know in the hood. If they had something and you was hungry, they'd give you some of their food, man. Even though that demon had it had itself sewn into their very fiber. If you was hungry, they'd give you something when they got their little food stamps. And they knew your family didn't have nothing. Before they took the money to the dope dealer, they'd stop by and buy you like $10 worth of groceries.
Shit, they know they was going to come back and get something from you next week. Shit.
You know
they business
mean?
People. They ain't
they know
stupid.
They had it coming back.
Yeah, they were just making an investment. They were just putting something on layaway. Come on, man.
And they are business people. You know what I mean? So all human beings have the condition of goodness locked within them. All human beings are capable of good things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
so we got to understand, you know what I mean, that sometimes we make bad decisions, but those bad decisions should not define who and what we are. Never judge a book by its cover, because, you know, a lot of people, like I said, get misled by a name. They don't know we get this deep on this show. We talk about any damn thing we feel to on this show.
That's right.
We're getting deep. You know, I mean, next week we'll probably be back on some hood stuff, or we might even get deeper. Who knows? But we come every week and we try to give you something. We might make you laugh. We might upset you. You might set off some controversy. You might agree. You might disagree. But we come and we do what we do every week, man. We got to look into ourselves, because a lot of times if we don't look into ourselves, we don't know what's missing. To my brothers out there, to my sisters firmly engaged in the struggle for life right now. And when I say my brothers and sisters, I don't see no color. It's the have and the have-nots. Keep your head up. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to quote my man Marcus Garvey right now. He said, to be learned in all that is worthwhile knowing, not to be crammed with the subject matter of a book or philosophy in the classroom, but store away in your head such facts as you need for the daily application of life, so that you may be better in all things with your fellow man and interpret your relationship with the Creator. Let that go round and round in your head while I let this person in right now from the 617 area code. 617, you're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? This is Red Shades, a.k.a. Savage Girl. I just wanted to say that I appreciate everything that you're teaching the people out here, because I don't think that we got enough exposure on Black History Month. I haven't really seen anything about it. In fact, your show's the only thing that I saw a lot about, you know, things and the contributions that our Black people have done. So I just want to commend you for that, Crazy Tony.
Red Shades in the house. What's good, little mama?
What's
you know what I mean?
What you
all you don't know, that's my little community activist right there, my little intimidated sister who's trying to get the knowledge in and is always willing to share the knowledge. But we appreciate the love, Red Shades. We really do. Thank you for coming through. And, you know, we're just trying to do our thing a little bit for our brothers and sisters, man. We're just a voice in the wind. But it don't hurt, you know what I mean? Because I know you'll be doing the same thing, because your shows be getting deep.
Yeah,
you know what
you,
I'm saying?
Yep, so I
you know what I mean? So you got anything you want to add to the message we're trying to put out there to our brothers and sisters in the struggle right now, who life's kicking their ass and they feel lost? Is there anything you want to tell them, Red Shades?
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to tell them to pay close attention and take heed into what you're teaching them today on this show. You know, a lot of people don't want to listen to what people have to say if it makes a point. They want to hear that nonsense. So tell them to listen to Prince Tony and maybe they'll learn something.
All
right?
That's
right, baby girl.
Yes,
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Fiona.
Thank you, little mama, for coming. We appreciate you, little mama.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much.
So we keep doing it. Standing on top of this mountain, and I'm screaming at my brothers right now, because a lot of y'all, you know what I mean, a lot of times when y'all email me, a lot of times when y'all meet me in person, I know by you hearing the name Pretty Tony, you expect to meet somebody else, because I do have a lot of street cred and I do have a lot of street swagger, but at the same time, I don't hide the fact that there's an intellect hiding under here too, because I spend a great deal of my time hiding them. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of us in the hood, we don't appreciate the fact that when you are intelligent, you shouldn't hide it. You know what I mean? A little boy right now hiding his intellect because he's around his homies and stuff. And when you, like I say, when you try to talk, they be like, man, what's up with that? You cannot let ignorance win. Ignorance is why the Titanic is shit sinking right now in the inner cities. And we got too many holes, but we got to start plugging them one at a time. It's a rough ride out there right now.
And don't play into that phrase, ignorance is bliss, because it's not. Ignorance can be very hurtful.
You're ignorant things. You know what I mean? How many brothers right now, you see, I'm about to switch into a subject matter that we normally discuss. How many brothers done had a good relationship, but because of your ignorance, you drove her away? Somebody who loved you, looked out for you, stood by you, visited you when you was on lock, took care of the babies, and you, because of your ignorance, you lost her, listening to your ignorant homeboys and the ignorant things that we've learned, and you wouldn't let no light shine into your soul. Now you want to stalk her. Now you want to talk about, you know, she ain't going nowhere without me. Why, she kept telling you, babe, I got you. Let's do this. Let's get away from this. But, man, the streets is all I got. The homies is all I got. Now you done lost her. Now instead of you having her, somebody else got her, and you want to make her life miserable because you didn't want to open your eyes to see the love that she was giving you because you grew up in some dysfunctional shit. But you're not man enough to admit that. A lot of you women out there who constantly scream, I want a good man, I want a good man, I want a good man. But when you get one, you don't know what to do with him, and you spend so much time playing games that he left your ass. And it's now the light bulb is coming on in your head because you didn't appreciate the kindness he showed you. You didn't appreciate the patience he showed you. You didn't appreciate the things he did for you that no other man ever did in your life, but you couldn't see it. You had your damn blinders on. Now he gone. You living in regrets.
Listening to your girlfriends and hating.
Now every other man you get going to be miserable because you mad because about the one you lost.
You know what I mean? These are the things you got to stop and open your eyes, and it comes back to letting knowledge into you. It's coming back into letting the truth set you free. It comes back to looking inside yourself and loving yourself so that you can move forward.
That's true.
These are the things we talk about on Can a Player Play. I'm going to throw this one out to the fellas. If your homeboy ain't ever had a good relationship, how the hell he going to tell you how to have one?
he saw it on TV.
And then I'm going to throw this one out to the ladies. If she ain't ever had a good man, how the hell she telling you about you and yours? And you listening. You the dummy for listening. She ain't got a man, but she going to tell you how to have one, and you know for a fact. Her last five or six relationships went down in flames. What the hell do she know?
She saw it on TV. She saw it on TV. She saw it on TV.
Step your game up, fellas. If you lost, you need to get a copy of Playology. But don't worry, I'm dropping a new book on y'all real soon where I'm laying the game out to y'all so tough. It's like ABCs, man. You ain't got to read it in public. You can read it in private. You understand what I'm saying? But if you want to start your education, www.worldmovement.com.
And for those y'all, hold up, Tony. And for y'all, y'all out there that don't read so well, y'all could even get it on audio, so you don't even have to try. You know, you can hear Tony tell you, what's up?
Straight up. iTunes, www.cdbaby.com. Hell, come to the World Movement site, order the book. Send us a little note. Tell us your order number. Be like, you don't want the book, you want the audio. You can hear my voice. I'll teach you something. The knowledge that I've gained is not for myself. It's for all of us. The knowledge that Lady Joy shares is from her years of experience, and she's given it to you. Same thing with K. Diddy. We got to talk about ourselves, and we got to toot our horn because we out here trying to do some positive things. You ain't never heard us come on this show. We hating on nobody, talking about such and such over there, and yeah, no. We up on here, and we trying to teach some things. You got to come up out the petty so you can step into greatness. Greatness and petty do not go hand in hand. And all of us carry the seed of greatness within us. Because the light of the Creator shines upon and through all of us.
Yeah. Y'all like that. Yeah, that was some deep shit. But you see, I just got ghetto. I got to keep the balance going.
No, you're right.
Now, what, matter of fact, you know what, just to show you how damn ghetto I am, here go my man, Wyclef Jean. We got weed for sale. Holla.
A.K.A. Tucson St. John. With the king assassin, where my warriors at? If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself, man, a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause they just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him. They got him. He's selling dope and they got him. They got him. He's selling meth and they got him. They got him. Yup. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the king of Sasun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plant.
I'm moving to California.
Cause they just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause they just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Yeah, man, go on and legalize it, man. But anyway, that was my ghetto moment. Shout out to Wyclef, the big homie, DJ Assassin. Wow. Today's show just rolled by so quickly. We're down to like the last 8 minutes. But I hope you took something from us. I hope something was learned as we come on here and we're trying to teach y'all some things. I want those of you all out there that are listening to understand. I'm going to give you this last quote by my man, Marcus Garvey. Hungry men have no respect for law, authority, or human life. If we continue to lock people away, if we continue to institutionalize people and not educate them, we're going to have the blind leading the blind. when you lock people away in the penal system, it's not about rehabilitation anymore. It is about corporate profits. Most prisons are now run by private corporations like GE. Go check public information. They're not doing it for the betterment of our society. They're doing it for a profit. So you got to look into these things. You got to see what's going on around us so that you can understand the moment that we in. For my brothers and my sisters, be you Latino, Asian, Black, whatever you are going through the struggle right now, I ask you, if you're at a certain point in your life, sometimes it's too late for us, but it's not too late for our children. Give your child a chance. Because you were hustling, your daddy was a hustler, don't mean this child has to be a hustler. I've seen hustlers, and this is a fact. I've seen hustlers raise college-bound children because they said, this child ain't going to be me. I know hustlers who stay strapped every day, and their child ain't never seen a gun. I have hustlers who I know personally who hustle every day, and their child never knew nothing about their hustle because they wanted that child to break the cycle. We have got to live for our children to make sure and ensure that their future is brighter than the darkness that we came from. I don't just talk this, I walk this. I surround my children with positivity. I surround my children with life and love and joy. And I personally sacrifice for my children so that they can be better and I equip them to be better than me. Never will they have the opportunity to say their daddy didn't give them the tools they needed to succeed. If they choose not to succeed, that is on them. But we have to provide them with the tools that they need to succeed.
Show you right now. Show you right.
We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. Lady Joy, tell the good folks
yes.
where they can reach out and not only touch you, but also listen to you.
Well, you can get me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. And you can also hear me on Power 88. That's in Las Vegas. That's Power 88.1. Online is Power88LV.com. I'm on every Saturday. Me and Omar Starr, we set it off on Saturdays from 3 to 7. And you can also call us, get a shout out, 702-647-3688.
All right. There you go.
Hey, Diddy. Hey, hey.
Let the good folks know who the hell you think you are and how they can Google you.
Wow. Well, we can start off at World Movement Records, you know, and that's worldmovement.com, the office, 323-957-7322. You can always find us online, worldmovement.com, MySpace, World Movement, Twitter, World Movement, Facebook, Lamont Patterson, or World Movement. I mean, just get at it however you get at it, you know, get your music, get your books. And I definitely want to throw this one out there for all the music folks about the Rising Star Industry Showcase that's jumping off. You know, we got a lot of good stuff going on with that. So Google that one or go check us out on YouTube. You feel it, Delmi?
Yeah, I host that too on Tuesdays. It's off the chain. It's a lot of
Absolutely.
Talent out here that needs to be discovered. It's a lot of talent. That needs to be discovered, and that's a good place for it to happen.
Got some real, real exciting things to tell go with that one, but I got to tell you that one offline, Joy. But,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So definitely come out, check out the show. Come to the site because we're going to be having a listening party, a release party for the new book. I guess we'll let you guys online and on the air know about that one when Tony's ready to give you that one. But that's it.
There we are. So Can a Player Play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m., Lady Joy, K
Diddy, your boy Pretty Tony. We come through and we represent. As for me, you can hit me on the Twitter, Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N on the Twitter. Come follow me, come holler at me on the Facebook. It's real easy, Pretty Tony. Type it in. If you want to use the email address to find me, PrettyTonyLV, like in Las Vegas, at hotmail.com. You type that in, holler at me on Facebook, holler at me in email. You know what I mean? Grab a copy of the book. I autograph every copy I sell off the website, www.worldmovement.com. The new book is finished. It's in the production stage right now. Who is she and what is she to you? You know what I mean? Grab a copy of Play to Step Your Game Up. Grab a copy of Playology. Join us every Sunday right here on the show. You know what I mean? You like hearing my voice? I like you listening to me. Yeah. Holla at your boy, man. And I want to leave on these positive words, man. Be blessed. Yesterday's gone. Today's all we got. And tomorrow is a promise. Why not enjoy this moment right now, man? For real. I'm going to go out on the old school tip. You know what I mean? Peace, love. Enjoy each day of your life. Trust me, you ain't gonna be here that long. It's a vacation on this planet, for real.
The sun, the rain.